I think the most important thing is that, I'm one day going to be in that situation again where these games are really important, you know what I mean, where you're fighting for your playoff life and trying to prepare to make a deep playoff run. So when I get there, you know, you want to be well-versed in it, and, this league's too tough. You take your foot off the gas for even a second, and you're off it. So there's no room for that. And I've prided myself on doing that all year, and doing that for the last long time. And I see no reason to stop doing that now.
But is it a whole different animal to do that in this atmosphere?
I'm not gonna pretend like it's easy. I'm not gonna pretend like this is an easy situation at all. But I'm also not going to pretend like I'm not a part of what's been the problem. And I think the more people we have that can look at themselves in the mirror and try to figure out what they can do better and how they can help get us where we need to be, I think the better we'll be. And so that being said, every game I'm trying to prove myself and trying to prove that I can be one of those guys to get us over the hump.
Like, have you ever been through this before? Do you have a reference point mentally to kind of
charter
through this?
4 or 5 years here. Sorry. We've been through this. Last year, we were really in the thick of it and competing for a playoff spot. But other than that, we've been planning vacations pretty early. So it's not something you want to get comfortable doing.
I understand that, but I mean, with the influx of the young guys too here.
With the injuries and stuff.
Yeah.
No, this has been unique. We've had kind of a bad spell here recently, and it's been a good opportunity for guys to come up and try to make their imprint on the organization, try to show what they can do at this level, and go into the summer with some confidence that they're going to be in the mix, battling for a job next fall.
Is that what partly motivates you to make sure that you're setting the right example for that?
Well, that's what I was kind of alluding to before. When we're back where we want to be and back in the position we want to be, you don't want to look back on the fact that you took 10, 15, 20 games off because it didn't matter. To me, they all matter. To me, outside of my family, this is what I love doing the most. So, I cherish every opportunity to go out there and compete.
You mentioned earlier you didn't want to pretend you weren't part of the problem, but you've had a kind of a career year. Can you be part of the problem?
It's a team sport.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's a lot of stalls in this dressing room. There's a lot of seats in the office. There's a lot of people that impact, when we have success. Guys sharing the, sharing the joy of that. And, when we're on the opposite end of it where we're at now, you gotta start by pointing thumbs and look in the mirror. I'm a firm believer of that no matter how good you think you are, how good you think you're playing, there's something else you can do, whether it be on the ice, in the locker room. There's more to bring to the table. So, there'll be some soul searching on my end for sure to try to figure that out. Because like I said, this has been 4 or 5 years now.
So does it feel like a career year to you?
It feels like the worst year of my career, yeah, to be honest with you. It's this has been, I came into this year coming off that playoff run and just so excited. I think we all were, still have, it's still fresh in your memory kind of what you were doing this time last year. I remember we were going to Minnesota, going to St. Louis back-to-back, games we had to win and winning them both. And, that's... You can't replace that with having points or career years. That's what it's all about. So that's where I'm at right now, trying to figure out how to get back to that point.
Would there be anything in the final 10 games that would make you feel better if there was a 7-3 run or 8-2 or anything like that, Blake? A silver lining?
Yeah, I think what we're looking for is to compete every game. We competed extremely hard against Anaheim, that's a big boy game. A lot of guys are pretty green in our roster, and they're a team that's looking to make a lot of noise in the playoffs, and we gave them all they could handle. So those are the kind of things that make you come to the rink the next day feeling positive, when guys bring that effort level night in and night out. You know, I'm not sure, obviously, you want to win every game, but I care more about that. You know, I care about being able to look at the guys after the game and feel like we left it all out there and that, you know, we competed and made the other team earn whatever they got.